What I'd like to talk about with the Wii House is just kind of tell the story of how the whole thing started off. Because in 2003, Jeff Warner, our principal architect, was approached by a client who wanted a retreat, a small kind of cabin space, but had a very limited budget. And you know, he really wasn't looking to get into prefab at that time, but they kind of looked at the options, and it turned out that prefab was going to be the option that would work out best in terms of cost and efficiency, and it being a new process to explore. And so Jeff himself, along with several of his friends he was working with at that time and other architects, built the original Wii House in a warehouse in the cities, and then basically entirely complete, placed it on a truck, shipped it out to Pepin, Wisconsin, where it where the site was, and then, you know, placed the house, did a little bit of interior work, and that kind of got the whole process started. And, you know, as Jeff said at the panel last night, you know, we were looking into prefab, but we thought, you know, hey, this is fun, you know. So they went ahead and began to develop the Wii House system, and now the Wii House system has developed into a system of many modules that can be configured to create not only the small Wii Studio, which is the kind of original Wii House project, but larger homes or even larger retreat homes. The other one that we have images of in the exhibit here is in Two Harbors, and that's a two-bedroom Wii House, which was actually two modules stacked, one small-bedroom module stacked on top of the larger module. And really what the Wii House has kind of become is, you know, focusing very much on celebrating the modularity of it. You know, we were talking at the panel last night about how when modular homes comes up, the idea of a modular home comes up today, it's often an attempt to kind of hide the modularity of it in the sort of standard context of a modular home, whereas with the Wii House, especially if you take a look at the not-so-Wii Houses, which are configurations of multiple modules together, they're really an attempt to kind of say, well, you know, this is kind of a fun system that we can configured in different ways and really play up the fact that it is kind of built out of these building blocks. And to that end, we kind of say that, you know, while we definitely do the design work on the Wii House, and we're very confident in the design right now, it's something that, like, the client can become almost their own designer to a degree. In my experience, dealing with people who are interested in the Wii House, we will get, you know, people who call in and say, you know, I've been on your website, and I like, you know, the Wii 2 module A and, you know, the Live Right, and I think they can go together like this. You know, and so it's really interesting to see how people start playing with the system that we've come up with. And, you know, certainly we will work with them to come up with the most, you know, efficient and interesting design based on their needs, but it's really wonderful to see how people come with this strong idea of how they want their Wii House to exist. And I think, you know, the other thing we're really trying to do in it is keep it an extremely simple thing and working in, you know, working deliberately small. The Wii House, because of shipping limitations, has an 8-foot ceiling, but really working with that to have windows that run all the way up to the ceiling, and, you know, doors that are flush with the ceiling, in the sense that, you know, it really opens up the space, makes it feel larger than it is inside. And, you know, you can see in the original Wii House that it really, two walls are entirely glass. So again, giving, like Michelle was talking about, giving that sort of, you know, interior-exterior feeling of being really able to open up this small space into a larger outdoor space in that context. But really, the Wii House system, we hope, is something that can be configured across a whole range of needs. You know, if you'll see the modules in the exhibit and the models there, there's everything from the original Wii House, which is the Wii Studio, one room basically, up to a much larger Wii House in New York that's going to be a permanent residence, and it features a site-built basement, that, you know, the walkout basement, as well as a larger upper story that's got all the needs of the all the living needs of the client. We're working with three factories across the country that can produce the Wii Houses, and we work with existing modular home manufacturers. And so, you know, it's the problem of finding people who are willing to engage the design that we are trying to put forth, and you know, people who are willing to do as much as we would like them to. Our goal is, of course, to have the Wii House arrive 100% complete on site, but it's a question of, you know, the details of what's practical to put in the factory, and, you know, what makes more sense to have put in on site. So right now, though, we're working on projects in New York, we're working on a project in Texas, we're working on projects for Montana, and we're actually just starting up on a project that'll be in Alaska. So we're working, you know, on a small scale, but across a wide area, and hope to make the Wee House accessible through that to as, you know, a wide amount of people as possible.